This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 18th. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood yesterday announced a zero-tolerance policy on naps by air traffic controllers on duty. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt and NATCA union reps start their roadshow today in Atlanta and say they will listen to controllers about rest-related issues and stress in return the importance of staying awake. NATCA President Paul Rinaldi has praised increased staffing on overnight shifts at 27 airports, saying that the move will, quote, go a long way to ensure these isolated cases of fatigue never happen again, unquote. Industry sources say cases of controllers falling asleep on graveyard shifts are neither isolated nor completely preventable. Flight Prep has suffered a software security breach, and the personal data of some of its customers has been compromised. EASA has granted a European TSO to Avadyne for use of the EX600 multifunction display in European-registered aircraft. Hawker Beechcraft has added a second 400 XPR to the test fleet to speed development. The U.S. Navy has authorized funding for an additional 10 E-2D Advanced Hawkeye aircraft. Adult ticket prices for air shows have increased an average of $2 to $5 at the gate since 2008. The unions representing pilots at Southwest and AirTran and both companies have agreed to allow the two pilot groups to begin their seniority integration discussions. The Japanese airline Starflyer has signed a firm contract with Airbus for the purchase of two A320s. And Army Air Force's 2nd Lieutenant Martin P. Murray of Lowell, Massachusetts, was finally buried with full military honors Saturday. He and his crew went missing in October of 1943. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us five things we should ask before choosing a flight school. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.